This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile, Alberto Van Clariven, has arrived in New Delhi. Today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Affairs of Chile will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Apart from this, Mr. Clariven will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties including cooperation in trade, defense, energy, health, agriculture, space and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South and advancing engagement in BRICS IPSA G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building just world and sustainable planet. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on October 4. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as Member Traction and Rolling Stock. His appointment will be effective from the date of assumption of charge on 1st of next month to till the date of his superannuation and his re-employment on contract basis from 1st January to till 31st August of next year. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved his appointment yesterday. The country has registered significant growth of 7.12% in the overall coal production so far this year. The Ministry of Coal in a statement yesterday said that the cumulative coal production for this financial year as of 25th August has increased to 370.67 million tonnes compared to 346.02 million tonnes during the same period last year. Overall coal dispatch has also seen a substantial rise, increasing 397.06 million tonnes as of 25th August this year. The ministry added that this represents a commendable growth rate of 5.48% compared to previous year's dispatch of 376.44 million tonnes. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal, has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. The Lok Sabha Secretariat in a press communique has said that those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send two copies either in English or in Hindi to Joint Secretary JM Lok Sabha Secretariat, Room Number 440. Parliament House Annex, New Delhi 110001, and also email to jpcwaqf-iss@sansad.nic.in within 15 days from the date of the publication of the advertisement about it. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, yesterday announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Women's T20 World Cup in the UAE from October 3 to 20. Harmanpreet Kaur will be the captain of the Indian women's cricket team, while Smriti Mandhana will be the vice captain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.